PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in.
Hi. You know, I never get tired of watching the clouds. I just love the way they change their shape and size. And I'm always surprised at the pictures they paint in the sky. These look like mashed potatoes, or maybe mountains of whipped cream. Look, I see a face in here, or a giant melting snowball. Looks like a boot to me. What do you think? And this one's easy. Definitely the Starship Enterprise. Now, imagine you're in the spaceship, flying up above the clouds and looking down on them from an astronaut's point of view. These clouds look like a spinning pinwheel or a whirlpool in the sky. Look how the sunlight changes the color of these clouds. They're all golden. Can you see the mountains below these clouds? And here, the Earth looks like it's covered with cotton candy. Clouds may look like cotton candy, but they're really made of tiny drops of water, like this. There's always moisture in the air, and when the temperature is right, clouds form. In fact, if you know what to look for, clouds can help you predict the weather. Weather experts have different names for clouds, depending on what they look like and where they are in the sky. Cirrus clouds are the highest clouds in the sky. It's so cold up there that the water droplets turn to ice in the air. These clouds look like horses' tails in the wind, so they're called mare's tails. When you see cirrus clouds, you know the weather's about to change. Stratus clouds are low in the sky. They look like big gray blankets hanging overhead. And sometimes they mean rain. Cumulus clouds are my favorites. They're big and puffy, and you see them on warm, sunny days. But when cumulus clouds start to pile up like this, look out. It could mean a storm's on the way. They keep growing and growing until they become thunderheads. And that definitely means rain. Rain is a wonderful gift from nature. It replenishes our water supply and nourishes the plants and animals who need water to survive. But once in a while, too much rain can cause a problem. As one family found out in this book, Come a Tide.
Come a Tide. Story by George L. Lyon. Pictures by Stephen Gammell. Read by Dixie Carter. Last March, it snowed, and then it rained for 4 days and nights. "It'll come a tide," my grandma said. And sure enough, when all the creeks rushed down to the river like kinfolks coming home, it did. It washed away little gardens on Clover Fork, pigs and chickens on Martin's Fork, and a whole front porch on Poor Fork. We stood on our bridge and watched them swirl by. "Ooh-ee! Ooh-ee!" cried the pigs. The river nudged the bridge bottom. Still, we boasted, it won't flood us. But we left our radios crackling that night when we went to sleep. In 5 minutes, we jumped in our clothes and were outside, headed for the truck. "Did you hear the whistle? Do you want to go with us?" Mama called to our neighbor, Ms. Mack. "Joe won't go till he finds his teeth." "Did you hear the whistle? Do you want to go with us?" Mama cried to the canes across the street. "I can't catch Donald," John yelled back. "It's that duck," his mother hollered. "John has to save the one thing that swims. Don't stall on our count." "Did you hear the whistle? Do you want to go with us?" Mama called to Papa Bill next door. "I heard it, honey, but I've got me a boat, and I'm aiming to find the oars." Rain came down like curtains as we drove up Grandma's hill. She fed us warmed over biscuits and coffee stout as a post. Then she sent us to bed. When light flooded in and I was asleep, Daddy went out scouting. "Water up to the piano keys, but the house is solid. What do we do now?" "If it was me," Grandma said, "I'd make friends with a shovel." And we did. The Max, the Canes, Papa Bill. Next day, everyone was shoveling. Soggy furniture and mud map rugs made mountains in front of each house. It got us this time, we had to admit, taking lunch at the rescue wagon. But we dug and hauled. We scrubbed and crawled to find our buried treasures. Now we'll be fine, except in spring when the snow and rain come together. Then I'll hold my breath and hope Grandma won't say, "Children, it'll come a tide."
Grandma was smart to keep her eye on the weather. Where she lived, the spring rains could cause floods. Other parts of the country have their own kinds of severe weather, and it's important for people to know what to do when the forecast is foul.
If you've never seen a tornado before, you'll be totally amazed. It's awesome. Wow, look at those houses. Look at this huge gray funnel. It's a tornado. And it's so powerful that it can pick up everything in its path. This one's sucking the trees right out of the ground as if they're blades of grass. Most people have never seen anything like this. A tornado sounds like a freight train, and you've got to get out of the way. The place to be is your basement when a tornado is passing through.
Check this out. It's hail, frozen rain that can get as big as a baseball. I never want to be outside in that. Sometimes, hailstones beat down so hard they can actually bounce. And they bounce so hard that they can break glass. Just look at this car window. If there's hail outside, stay inside.
A blizzard. It's cold and windy and snowy, and it's really hard to get around. The roads are slippery. Traffic moves slowly, or maybe even stops. Everything closes during a blizzard, even school. And a snow day is the perfect time to stay home and chill out.
Lightning lights up the sky like fireworks. It's really electricity, and sometimes it strikes the earth. Lightning can be dangerous, so stay in your house or car where it's safe.
When there's too much rain and it happens all at once, that can cause a flood. Rivers get higher and higher until they just can't hold anymore. Then they overflow, and water covers everything. Have you ever seen something so awesome? Look, a flood can turn a whole neighborhood into a lake, or a street into a river. But the water moves so fast, even cars can be swept away. So stay clear of rising water, and get ready to clean up when the flood is over.
Sometimes the weather can be pretty dramatic, but it doesn't have to be scary when you know how to stay safe. Weather experts called meteorologists use satellites to keep track of the weather 24 hours a day. Rain or shine, they can tell you what's happening across the country and around the world. Meteorologists use satellites to watch the weather from high above the Earth. As the Earth turns, the satellite circles with it. Those white swirls are water vapor or clouds. Below the brightest clouds, it's raining. You can actually see which way the clouds are traveling. The satellite takes a photograph every half hour, and when the pictures are put together, they make a movie. Now, watch what's happening here. See how the clouds seem to jump back and move across the map again? That's sort of an instant replay, just the same weather photos playing over and over again. So tonight, when you watch the TV weather report, keep an eye on those satellite photos. They'll tell you if you need to wear a raincoat tomorrow. Every summer, meteorologists are on the lookout for one of the most powerful storms of all, the hurricane. They want to be sure that people are ready and make plans to stay safe when a hurricane blows their way. Hurricanes are storms of tremendous force. The winds howl and blow, and the rain pours down furiously. In September 1989, meteorologists tracked Hurricane Hugo as it headed for the coast of South Carolina.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charleston County is now under a state of emergency. It is anticipated that Hurricane Hugo will be in the Charleston area earlier than first reported.
For days, everyone prepared. People wrapped their houses with plywood so the winds couldn't shatter the glass.
You must be on the island by 12 noon.
Please leave now. Again, if you want to leave the Charleston area, please leave now.
As the storm came closer, families left their homes, driving miles away to safer places far from the reach of the hurricane. Others were unable to leave town. They found safety in shelters where they would be protected from the wind and rain. A hurricane usually begins in late summer in the warm waters of the tropics. As the sun heats the ocean, the water evaporates, rising into the air and brewing into a spiraling wind. The hurricane grows stronger and larger and begins to move, stretching out over hundreds of miles. And right at the center of all the swirling wind is the eye of the hurricane. This photo shows the eye completely calm as the winds spin around it. When a hurricane reaches land, something called a storm surge occurs. The strong winds push the ocean water toward the shore, bunching it up, so the water level rises higher and higher. Then the huge waves break, surging over the shore, knocking down anything in their path.
Power is out now in much of North Charleston, with the eye of Hurricane Hugo due in about an hour. The rain and the wind have become more and more severe.
Hurricane Hugo swept through South Carolina with amazing fury.
As you can see here, I'm literally having to brace myself up against this wall. We're being buffeted here by winds right now in excess of 80 miles an hour, and it's getting worse. This dim light you see on me here is a battery light. All the power in this area is out.
The storm continued for hours. The next morning, Hugo was gone, but devastation was everywhere. Roofs were torn off houses and homes were flattened. Piles of cars were left behind by the surging water.
Boats were carried onto roads.
Even a bridge was twisted and left dangling in the water. But the storm had its greatest effect on the people.
It's almost total destruction.
I don't think this town has ever seen anything like this before, ever.
Where have y'all got places to stay now?
No, not a thing.
I have so many friends that have no place to stay. Everything they own is gone.
I lost my whole home. I lost everything.
Most people ain't gonna forget it.
I ate.
I just thank the Lord that I have my life. I have my wife and family. We're alive.
Hurricane Hugo left many people without food, clothing, or a place to live. But folks from all over pitched in to help.
Right now, my thing is to reach those individuals who have lost everything. I feel the need to help other people right now.
Volunteers came together to prepare meals and distribute supplies. Slowly, people began the big job of rebuilding. Some of the new houses looked a little unusual as builders tried out shapes designed to withstand hurricane-force winds. Places that were once devastated by the storm have been restored, and the before and after pictures are amazing. Wreckage has been cleared, and buildings have been put back together again. When you look around, it's hard to believe that Hurricane Hugo was here at all. But the people who lived through it will never forget it. Hurricanes are incredibly powerful storms. Fortunately, they don't happen very often. And when they do, we can count on meteorologists to keep us informed and friends and neighbors to help us clean up. Sounds like it's gonna rain. Well, this is the perfect chance for me to try out my new rain gauge. I'm making it out of a plastic bottle with a flat bottom and some waterproof tape. The top of the bottle fits into the bottom like this, and I can tell how much rain falls right here. If you want to find out more about weather watching, here are some books that'll blow you away. But you don't have to take my word for it.
You know, I've been in all kinds of weather, sunshine, rain, and even a hurricane. But I've never been in a tornado before till I read this book, Tornado Alert. Tornadoes are powerful, dangerous storms. You can tell when a tornado's coming. It looks like a humongous gray and black funnel. The funnel is bigger at the top than at the bottom. Scientists can watch for tornadoes with satellites, but they can't stop them. They can only warn people when a tornado's coming. I'm Jose, and I know tornadoes are pretty scary stuff, but don't panic. Just follow directions, and you'll be safe. Read Tornado Alert.
Hi there, my name is Megan. Have you ever wondered where rainbows come from or why some days are cloudy and some are clear? If you have, try this book. It's called Weather. Rainbows are made when the sun shines through the raindrops. There are all kinds of clouds you might see in the sky. I like big puffy clouds because I can look up in the sky and see all kinds of shapes and animals. There are some experiments in the book that you can try at home, like making a weather vane or measuring the amount of rainfall with a funnel and a bottle. There's lots more cool information in this book that you might like to know. You can be a weather expert. Just read Weather.
Do you know that each year there are about 16 million thunderstorms around the world? I certainly didn't, but now I do because I just read this book called Storms. There are all different types of storms. Thunderstorms, hailstorms, hurricanes, and even tornadoes. Hailstorms have big chunks of ice falling from the sky. Some can be as big as a grapefruit. The shapes of the cloud can sometimes tell you what kind of storm is coming. In a thunderstorm, lightning comes first. And then, boom! That's the sound of thunder. I'm Mia, and I think this is a great way to discover neat facts about storms. Try and stay dry as you explore it all.
Looks like I finished just in time. You know, sometimes we take the weather for granted. We hardly notice it. And sometimes it's so spectacular, it's hard to pay attention to anything else. Right now, I'm going to pay attention to staying dry and watch this storm from inside the house. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Come a Tide, story by George Ella Lyon, pictures by Stephen Gammell, published by Orchard Books. Tornado Alert by Franklin M. Branly, illustrated by Giulio Maestro, published by HarperCollins. Weather by Rena K. Kirkpatrick, illustrated by Janetta Lewin from the Look at Science series, published by Raintree Publishers. Storms by Seymour Simon, published by Morrow Jr. Books, a division of William Morrow and Company, Incorporated.